is the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, today involves speaking up when you don't like what somebody does with their dogs. Here we go again.
We already know people don't like to talk.
They don't like to talk, and they also don't like to leash their dogs.
Oh, gosh.
So get ready to get triggered.
Let's hear it.
Luke wrote in. He sent it not only to our email, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. He also sent it to Facebook just in case we didn't see it.
Oh, he wanted to make sure his was seen. Okay, Luke. It's your birthday.
He said, hi, Allie and DZ. I ran into a situation with a homeowner and her dog, and I want to know if I'm the jerk. Last night, my dad and I took our two flat coat retrievers out for a walk. We made it to the end of our block. We saw a lady standing inside her front door, watching her dogs do their business on her front lawn. There were three dogs outside, one a large dog that looked similar to a German Shepherd, and none were on a leash. So the woman's inside, but the dogs are outside unleashed.
Right.
When our dogs saw her dogs, our dogs barked, and her large dog came sprinting out to our dogs in the middle of the road. The lady tried to say her dog was friendly, but we've had bad interactions with stranger dogs, and we didn't want to take any chances, so we just pulled our dogs away from her dog, and thankfully there wasn't an issue. However, the lady did not come running out to get her dog and just stood there calling for it.
It's cold out there.
Crazy.
Foofy, come back.
In the chaos of it, we had a back and forth with the lady where I told her she needed to keep her dogs on leashes. She responded that our dogs instigated it by barking at her dogs. She didn't apologize for anything and tried to blame us, so I snapped.
If only your dogs didn't bark.
When we got back home, we told the story to my mom. She said our response probably made things worse. So am I the jerk for speaking up and telling her to put her dogs on leashes? This is so what we were talking about. People don't communicate. The mom's like, you shouldn't have said anything. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
The other lady was in the wrong, in my opinion. Why shouldn't you have said anything?
True, but there was nothing. Nothing happened.
Thank
there was
God.
No consequence,
Thank
right?
Thank God.
Had something happened, it would have been worse. I'm thinking,
But if the dogs are not issues, and the dog ran up and there were no issues,
right.
Maybe the woman's going, it's okay that I do this because my dogs are fine. They're not going to hurt any dogs.
She knows her dogs aren't going to be the problem, but does she actually know an animal's an animal still?
You're still in charge of it. Get outside.
She was watching her dogs from the doorway. Why were they even in the front yard?
I can't imagine not running after my dogs.
No.
If they ran to the street to somebody. I can't imagine. That alone is like a jerk move.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly.
It's a jerk move. Like, imagine. But, him speaking up, is he the jerk? Or should he have just minded his own business? That's really,
I think... Under the context, I'm trying to put myself in their shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had something happened, that's a different, that way different story. Since nothing happened, why did you still feel the need to say something is my question. You could have just gone about, her dog clearly was
because
not going to do
anything.
Because
she wasn't taking care of her dogs right, that's why. It's like seeing somebody with a kid, are you going to say something? Is they're neglecting their kid or not doing the correct job? Now these dogs are going to be fine, they're not getting that neglected, but she shouldn't just be having them run free with other dogs in the vicinity. That's right. Not cool either. I own dogs my whole life, no.
It must have been late and she's not normally seeing people walk around, you know what I mean? Like how some people will let their dogs do whatever. Because listen, we don't go outside with our dogs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We also don't have a fence. Mm-hmm. So we do leash our dogs when we put them. They got the little run leash that lets mm-hmm. them go into the yard to a certain distance. And sometimes...
You can do a stake in the yard. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And sometimes our dogs will lunge towards the front because somebody walks by and they're like, they're in our territory. Mm-hmm. Who are you? What are you doing? Oh, you got a dog?
Yeah.
Right? But without that leash, our dogs would probably progress mm-hmm. a little bit closer. I know my dog ain't going to do nothing. Mm-hmm. I know neither of them are going to be the ones to attack another dog.
So you would do what the lady did then? You'd be okay? Or would you go, you'd go get them?
No. I'd go out there and get them.
Yeah.
If I heard and knew that somebody was walking by with their dogs,
right.
regardless of time, I'd pop out. But I also would expect somebody to not necessarily say something to me about it.
Mm.
If for whatever reason my dogs did approach but didn't do anything,
mm-hmm.
you got nothing to say to me.
Mm.
Nothing happened. What are we doing here? Are you okay? Are you hurt? Is your dog hurt? No? Okay, leave me alone.
They do have something to say. Come get your damn dogs, lady.
Yeah, walk faster or don't walk by my house.
Okay, 414-533-1037. The question is Luke a jerk for speaking up to the neighbor who just let her dogs run free? And nobody got hurt, but his mom said he should have just been quiet. He didn't need to say anything.
I think mom's right in this case.
And I'm going the other way.
All right.
I'm going the other way, dude. Okay. Luke, call the lady out. You are not the jerk. DZ says, jerk, mind your own business. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, the phones are full right now, but I promised Sandra in East Troy I would get her message across, which was, because she was very triggered. She said, just because your dog's nice doesn't mean mine is. Put him on a leash.
Well, then that's why you got your dog on a leash, and I'm comfortable with mine not.
She said, my dog's leashed, but if your dog runs up, doesn't mean my dog's going to be nice.
And and find out.
Okay, I'll pass the word. She was like, I'm very triggered.
And I feel that. I do feel that. If your dog is the mean one, bet. That's why you walk him at night.
That's the leash. Yeah.
That's on you to be leashed. If I know my dog can handle it, though, let my dog be my dog.
I guess. She's saying, my dog's going to come for your dog if it races up to it.
Don't let him in my yard, because now you're in my territory.
They're not. She's, again, triggered.
Very much so. Get in line.
Everybody on the phone went, I'm so triggered. So let's start with Patty in Greenfield. Patty, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
So, one of many triggered?
She said triggered. First thing she said when I answered the phone, triggered.
I am so triggered. Listen, I have two big dogs, one of which is a shepherd, and I can understand 100% that if there's an unleashed large dog coming at you, you're going to be scared.
Yeah.
You're going to be concerned for your dog.
Or your safety.
My dogs, right. My dogs are always leashed. Mm-hmm. That is the law, actually. Your dog needs to be on a leash. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're on your own property. They can run off that property, and they can attack somebody else's dog.
That's on you.
And then that's your fault.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, just because I'm walking past your yard and your dog's in the yard doesn't mean they're going to stay in the yard. I've had that situation before.
Well, how do you know my dog snapped. Is nice? That's why Sandra snapped on the phone. She was like, please say this, because your dog is good doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
Exactly. Just because your dog is nice doesn't mean mine is nice, and mine are nice, but you don't know that.
You don't know that.
Your dog approach mine.
And animalistic tendencies will hit at any time. And once that animalistic instinct is triggered, who's going to stop that? Exactly.
Your dog doesn't bite you. That doesn't mean he won't bite someone else.
Yeah. Ooh, dang.
All right. Well, thank you, Patty. You say not the jerk for speaking
not
up.
Not the jerk.
Okay. All right. Have a good one.
All right.
Rex, hopefully stay less triggered.
Rex is in Bayview. Yeah, no kidding. Rex.
My neighbor Rex.
Your neighbor Rex. And he said the same thing as Patty. Triggered.
Hey, neighbor.
Absolutely.
Why are you triggered?
No, not a jerk at all. There's actually a park in Bayview. I'm going to call it out. It's Emig Park, and people have their dogs unleashed all the time. And guess what happens? Those owners aren't picking up the poop from those dogs when they're running around off their leash. Ah. So guess who steps in it? My kid, and tracks it in the house.
Oh, triggered again. Now I'm triggered. I don't even have the kid at the dog park with
triple
you, and I'm
triggered.
Mad. Now I'm mad.
And exactly what the previous person said. It's against the law. And my dog, I own two German Shepherds. They're leash reactive. They're great off the leash, but when they're on a leash, they get really reactive towards other dogs that are off the leash.
Sure, sure.
So they become aggressive.
Mm.
So it's best to just keep your dog on a leash. It's not hard.
But when it's like 3 degrees outside, though,
well, then don't get a
and
dog.
You're just at home.
This is like being like, my kid needs to go to the potty, but I don't feel like taking him right now. Well, then don't get a kid.
Well.
But she would take your kid to the potty, wouldn't you?
You
just
should.
Like, you got to take the dog to the potty in 3 degree weather, whether you want to or not.
But once you've trained your kid or your dog to a certain degree and you're comfortable, and say it's late at night, are you going to take your kid to the potty when you know they can take themselves?
Mm.
No, you're going to let the door, you're going to open the bathroom and go, all right, do your business, then go
Rex,
back to bed.
DZ's officially going, well, if your kid can go when they get older, your dog can go alone.
If your dog is well enough trained.
If it's fenced.
And if it's fenced, that's a whole nother story.
Clearly, if it's fenced, yes. If it's not, no.
There wasn't a fence, and she was in the front yard. She was almost promoting her dogs to get off out of the yard and do something. Anything could have triggered them. It wouldn't have been a dog. It couldn't have been a person. It could have been an animal. Could have been a dust, like little dust mite flying by.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still sticking with it, though. I'm saying the jerk for saying something.
Rex, you say not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. And do you want me to come to the dog park in Bayview and have a talk with people? Because I will.
Yes, please.
Yes.
It's not even a dog. It's not a dog park. It's a human. It's a human
it's
park.
A human
it's
park.
A people park. Oh,
it's
gosh.
A human park. And they're letting their dogs run everywhere.
That's even worse.
You know it's because our Bayview dog park ain't ready yet.
Yeah, it's bad. It's trash.
Oh, man. No, we'll get there. They're making
poor
it better. They're
Bayview's making getting it beat up.
They're making it better, Rex, and you know it.
They are.
Appreciate the call, fam. Great points. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, Rex.
Yep.
Peace.
All right. Haley's in Menominee Falls. Last but not least, Haley, everyone's been triggered today. Are you going to make it a sweep here?
You on the trigger train?
Let's make it a sweep.
Sweep it out. All right. Now give us your reason.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll start off by saying I love dogs. I own dogs. But me, my brother, and my cousin have all been attacked by dogs that were the sweetest, friendliest, never hurt anybody dogs. Mine was a big dog. My cousin's was a Cocker Spaniel. And you know, you just never know. So you own a dog. You've got to realize this is an animal.
Right.
And you never know what that animal's going to do. And it is your responsibility to keep that animal under control.
Fair enough.
That's just the fact, and that's just the law.
Hey, that is
well,
true.
Well, Luke wants to know if he was a jerk for speaking up, and you say, not the jerk.
Absolutely not.
All right. Okay. Appreciate your call.
Thank you for calling today, Haley.
Yep, have a good one, guys.
You too, bye. Sweep!
People, DZ says fighting for nothing. LOL. I just had to read the text.
I like to throw hands. What y'all want to do?
Somebody said, well, who's going to be nice if you come charging at me? I mean, I guess, yeah. Even if he's nice, put him on a leash. My son was bit by a pit bull on the arm. The dog got loose and attacked my son playing outside.
Yikes.
Oh my gosh. Somebody said, not the jerk. People need to be responsible for their animals, and it's the law.
I hear the leash laws. I mean, obviously, a leash law is in effect.
Dog person, I get, obviously, they should be on leashes. I get why people don't put them on leashes when they let them out quick. But yeah,
especially in your own, the confines woman. Of your own property. But if you don't have a fence to keep them in that yard, it gets questionable. I understand y'all. Doesn't mean I agree, but I understand y'all.
Well, there we go. Not the jerk. Clean sweep today.
You're.